And, of course, as has become customary so far this year, when you have a morning game right after a night game, the bats are going to come out slow. Not very many runs will be scored, so we don't have very many highlights in this one. Ross Detweiler, a reliever, started the year with the Cleveland Indians, has since been sent down to AAA, got the spot start today for the Columbus Clippers, threw three innings, did not allow a single base runner. But once Detweiler was removed in favor of Jarrett Grubb, the Iron Pigs pounced. Taylor Featherston leading off the fourth inning. He singles. Camp Perkins follows with a strikeout, but that brings up the lethal 22-year-old Nick Williams.
Pigs trying to push across a run here and get on the board. And the pitch to Williams is swung on, ripped in the air, center field pretty deep. Drifting back goes Grossman at the track. He's at the wall. That ball is gone. Forget about it. Dead center field, a two-run bomb for Williams. It just kept carrying, and Naquin kept running, and it kept carrying, and Naquin kept running. And Williams has his third Knickerbopper of the year.
Just runs number 4 and 5 of the series for Lehigh Valley. Actually, not the first time this series that they've held a lead, but that would be it. All while Alec Asher on the other end continuing to deal, tossing another gem for the Iron Pigs. The only run he allowed came in the fifth. The hero from the other night, Ronnie Rodriguez, leading it off.
Asher, the extreme first base side of the rubber, a tight windup, and he deals it swung on, lifted in the air, left field deep, playable, I think. Back to the track, Perkins, the ball's carrying, it's back to the wall, he leaps, and that ball is gone! Just over his glove into the second row of seating behind the left field wall. Ronnie Rodriguez has a 14-game hitting streak and his second home run of the year, both against the Pigs, and it's now a 2-1 game.
And all the runs so far in this game coming via the long ball. Classic Huntington Park in Columbus. It's the first run that Alec Asher has allowed so far this season. I should say earned run in 19 and two-thirds innings of work. His unearned or his earned run allowed streak 23 and two-thirds innings. It comes to an end of not allowing an earned run. After that, scoreless frames the rest of the way. Asher exiting after 6 2/3 innings. Edubre Ramos came on for Lehigh Valley, held on to the 2-1 lead. So the chief, the closer, Edward Mujica on in the ninth, just trying to work out some of his own problems of late. And Mujica works into trouble. Leads off with a strikeout of Joey Butler in the bottom of the ninth inning. Then Ronnie Rodriguez reaches on an error by Taylor Featherston. It's the fifth error on Featherston this series. Another out recorded, then Yoxian Medina a single, followed by Tyler Naquin at the top of the order. They move station to station, so the bases load with two outs. Mujica actually stumbles and injures himself, it appears, rolling an ankle or something, trying to back up home plate on one of the singles. Dave Brundage came out to the mound. They looked at Mujica. He's okay. So they keep him in there with the bases loaded. The tying run 90 feet away, the winning run for Columbus in scoring position.
It's now the pitch here. Caught, third strike. He got him looking, straddling the bases loaded, and the Pigs fly. The Pigs fly. Los Suertos vuelan behind Edward Mujica, who strikes out Diaz looking on an 0-2 pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning. Holy Toledo. Holy cow. At the edge of your seat, you can put it back and rest a little bit now that the Pigs have held on to take the series finale by the final score of 2-1. Holy wow.
Two runs, all they need. It ties their scoring total for the most amount of runs by the Iron Pigs in a game this series. They only scored 5 in 4 games versus the International League's best team. But another gem from Alec Asher. He comes away victorious. Now 3-0 on the season, and the Iron Pigs salvage a win in Columbus. Again, the final score this morning into the afternoon, 2-1. Lehigh Valley defeats Columbus.